You're listening to a special edition series focusing on the power of improved internal communications. Understand the true cost of neglect. Learn simple concepts to more fully engage your team and see firsthand how these interactions can impact both productivity and the bottom line. This series is made possible by PDP Solutions, the leader in effective communication in the workplace. PDP, people-driven performance. And now, here are today's hosts.
All right, good morning and welcome back. This is episode 3 of our special edition series, Effective Communication in the Workplace. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Louise Dickmeyer. Morning, Lou, how are you?
I am well, Todd. How are you?
I'm doing great. I enjoyed last week's chat with Sarah, but today's conversation with a gentleman named Kent Mogler is going to be really interesting. But before we get there, just remind the audience about why this broad series is so essential.
We're focused on employee communications as a way to engage employees. And today's topic around people over processes is spot on with that. 30% of American workers are engaged in their work and the rest of them aren't. And we're just losing a lot in lost productivity because of a lack of engagement. And sharing metrics and communicating effectively is just absolutely a great way to build trust and credibility. I think it would be a fascinating conversation to kind of delve in with Kent and explore his expertise on this.
Yeah. So when you say people over process, I get what that means on a theoretical level, but walk me through why we're dedicating an entire episode to this concept of people over process. Why is that so important?
Well, because it's really a changing day. We've got tremendous turnover forthcoming here as our economy continues to heat up and engagement levels are low. And the lower the engagement, the higher your turnover is likely to be. Communication is really a foundational element. And, you know, instinctively, manufacturers use process to solve problems. And processing isn't going to do it any longer. So you really got to be focused on people. You got to be focused on communication, sharing information in ways that you never have in the past. So all of those factors are creating this perfect storm. And so we're really trying to help enlighten our manufacturing leaders out there as to the need to make some critical changes focused on people.
We talked about it during our conversation with Kent, this idea of if you solely focus on process, we're not saying process is bad per se, but you have to engage the process with your team and your people, and it just changes everything. A lot of that comes down to the metric side of this thing, right? And what I really thought was an important part of our conversation with Kent was this idea that you have to focus on the right metrics, but they have to be performance metrics, not necessarily financial metrics. I thought that was a critical element to that conversation.
Yeah, I think his sensitivity to not pigeonholing or not pinning it on the production in terms of the success of the organization. And that's what financial metrics are, very black and white, obviously. And so his sensitivity to not skewing that way, to focusing more on metrics that can be positively affected by the frontline, is really a wonderful approach. And I think a lot of managers are there, but more could certainly come along. But he's got a great perspective.
Well, you know what I found really interesting, Lou? My favorite bit of our conversation with Kent was this idea that you have to make this emotional, that this isn't just numbers posted on a wall. There has to be an emotional buy-in, because that's how you fully engage your people. I thought that was a really important element to this conversation as well.
It's such a wise approach. And, you know, more millennials are in the workplace as of this year. More workers are in their 20s than any other age or generation. And it is a changing time with how workers expect to be recognized, acknowledged. They're going to force this focus on people. So the more you can focus on those emotions and share that information and empower people differently than certainly, you know, 100 years ago with a Henry Ford type of a mentality, you know, assembly line, just cram it down their throats. It is a changing day. So yeah, Kent's he was very insightful and I think a great inspiration to how you do manufacturing right with that focus on people.
Yeah, we talked about this idea of the importance of communicating these metrics and these numbers and this data to your team. It's not just posting it on a wall. I mean, you have to present this in such a way that they can take meaningful action on this, right? I mean, it's not just a scoreboard on the wall that you look at and you can quickly assess where things are, but it's using the metrics and the data and communicating it in a way that fully engages and develops trust with your people.
Absolutely. You know, this is an area of expertise for PDP and something that we've recognized for years, and that you got to focus on your key performance indicators. You've got to have a way to harvest data quickly, essentially real time, and post it in a way that it's easy to understand. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of practices still exist where you're running out reams of papers, you know, pages and pages of reports, and expecting people to actually go through that and then hope that they understand it. It's just not very realistic, and it's certainly not effective. Yeah, I love his approach and comments on how effective, in particular, our SCORE module is with giving people an easy to understand display and real-time information. And it just makes it actionable and understandable.
And I thought the final part of our conversation with Kent, where we talked about how management can do make this shift, that's not easy. If you've been focusing on process your entire career, all of a sudden you're shifting to this people over process, that's can be a difficult shift. And I thought our conversation around how to motivate managers to make that shift was critical.
Yeah, absolutely. Leaders need to bring their managers along, and they have to model the behaviors that they want their managers to exhibit with their employees. It's an imperative. It's not always an easy thing, but it can start with making sure that you're hiring people that fit that culture and are able to exhibit those kinds of behaviors, and it trickles down from there. And Kent's comments were very well placed.
All right. Well, let's not waste any more time. Let's get to Kent Mogler. Lou and I will return after this quick break. We'll be right back.
Are you a manufacturer plagued by high turnover, burdened with low employee engagement, stung by safety concerns, and generally losing the human talent war in a very competitive market? Say hello to PDP Solutions. PDP offers software solutions that changes the game in workplace communications. As PDP President Lou Dickmeyer says, companies seldom fully understand the deep connection between improved communications and moving the key performance indicators. She adds, it's exciting to watch when our customers move the needle. Check out PDP Solutions at pdpsolutions.com. That's pdpsolutions.com, and learn how they can help you.
All right, we're back. As promised, we are now joined by Kent Mogler, a manufacturing executive. Kent, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, it's great to have you. Thanks for carving out some very valuable time. Before we get into our very important conversation, however, take a quick minute, inform the audience a bit about you and your background.
Well, I joined the manufacturing world right out of college about 35 years ago. Was privileged to work at a large food manufacturer about 10 years ago. Got introduced to lean practices and was able to introduce that in three different organizations. And it's been an exciting ride. Leading manufacturing groups.
All right. Well, appreciate, again, you making time to join us. All right. So as Lou and I discussed at the top of the show, we're going to get into this idea of people over process. So I guess, Kent, the best way to kick this conversation off is, what do we actually mean by that? And so share some examples of how you have encouraged shop floor employees to focus on things like performance metrics and really understanding their role over just blindly following a process.
Right, right. Well, one of the things as I launched into lean, you do get focused on metrics and you get focused deeply into process. And I have found really the need to balance that back with people. But let me just share, as you get into process, the first thing I learned is you need to choose your performance metrics wisely. And you need to ask yourself, will your metrics motivate the production employees and can they personally connect to those performance metrics? And so your process needs to connect itself to the people. And again, we all in the manufacturing world track a lot of different metrics and numbers. That's where I'd start. I would encourage people to think about not focusing on financial-based metrics, though we focus on those a lot, I find, in manufacturing organizations. But instead, think about things like customer service, shipping perfect orders on time, first-pass quality, waste indicator metrics like machine runtime or percent yield. These sort of metrics really give you an opportunity to explore the why of what's happening on the production floor and really start to link into the people versus just talking about the numbers and the process.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, Kent. And I think you've done a great job. I know I'm familiar with your work in your career where you really have a philosophy of it isn't people over process so much. It's people and process and people as a process. So what you're suggesting is spot on with how to approach them tracking metrics.
Ken, I'm thinking, though, about what you said a minute ago, where you said, do not focus on the financial-based metrics. Help me understand why.
Yeah. Well, when you focus on metrics like parts per labor hour or manufacturing costs per ton, these metrics often put focus on working harder and faster and can create unproductive tension between operators and leadership teams. It really becomes a different discussion with shop floor employees when you talk about shipping perfect orders, or you talk about the source of your yield loss, or you explore why you have machine downtime. So again, choosing metrics that connect to the employee is extremely important.
Yeah, I think we're going to talk about this in a little while, but really understanding how you make those connections and what are some of the communications practices that are the best practices to put in place to have those conversations and truly open up, make that genuine connection with employees. So I'll be interested, Kent, as we talk here to learn a little bit more about what you suggest is the best practices for communicating and having those critical conversations.
Yeah, well, one of the practices of communicating is often, again, publication of metrics. And that sometimes is in large numeric tables and spreadsheets. And the challenge with that sort of communication is that it's a one-way process of just communicating down. And the communication really involves listening. 50% of communication is listening. And so I think when you're engaging with shop floor employees, you need to think about conveying metrics in a way that causes you as a leader to be listening to the floor. And so that's really simplifying your metrics down to something that everyone can understand and everyone can engage in, and you can have active dialogue versus studying pages and pages of numerical tables.
Oh. Yeah, good thoughts. Definitely the philosophy of PDP's approach to how you effectively share metrics. Make it simple, make it easy to understand and interpret where performance stands at the speed of thought. So good ideas.
And I agree, Lou, and I really appreciate the power of PDP's simplicity of conveying a metric. And it conveys a lot sort of just in that target. It conveys your performance expectation by where you land on that target. It communicates the target, communicates your goal. And so the goal of that metric is clear to everyone. And then it also communicates the trend of where you have been. And so again, PDP's done a great job of presenting a metric in a simple, quick way for really everyone to understand, not just shop floor employees.
Well, we're going to go a little deeper both on shop floor employees and this process of effective employee communication. But let me just tee up this question. Frankly, I'll ask both of you to address this. Listening to you, the two of you banter the last couple of minutes, is it fair to say that there's a lot of manufacturers out there that aren't communicating metrics to their people? I mean, I can't even conceive of a world where that's possible, but that sounds like that's probably a pretty common scenario. Yeah.
Well, I can comment on that. And Kent obviously has deep, deep experience, but we certainly see in visiting with a lot of manufacturing executives that while they're very aware that they need to be sharing metrics, what they're doing is putting up reams of paper on a bulletin board and hoping that their employees will even connect with that information, even read it. And if they do, they're hoping, of course, that it's understandable. And what we find is that those approaches don't work. They're not very effective. PDP's tried to create a tool set that is easy to use, easy to understand, and obviously something that you can track. So you really know that those employees are engaging with your metrics.
I agree. I don't think, Todd, that companies don't have metrics. Almost every company has numbers now on the manufacturing floor. Computers definitely have put numbers. It may be too many numbers out there. But as Lou says, you often find a lot of paper, a lot of numbers and KPIs that are hanging on a wall and there's no emotion there. And when you walk onto a manufacturing floor, I think everybody wants to know, are we winning today? How are we doing? And how did we do last week? And that's what your metrics should do for you. And how you present them and engage with people, extremely important.
Yeah, well, I think the key thing that you just said there, Kent, was the idea that there ought to be emotion with this. There ought to be a sense of, are we winning today? I love that idea about it. And you wouldn't think that just metrics posted on a wall could be an emotional bond for a team to excel. And I think it's a learning opportunity too. So it sounds like the problem isn't that the numbers aren't being shared. It sounds like they're not presented in a way that's actionable where an organization can really advance and progress. So that's an exciting concept to think about. So let's talk about these shop floor employees. Walk us through a couple of ideas on how you should fully engage these guys.
Well, first of all, I'm going to use a sports analogy. When you're at a ball game, you do know the score and you know whether you're, again, winning, how much time's left, et cetera. So I think, again, on a very effective manufacturing floor, KPIs are shared in the same way. It's a quick glance. You know where you're at. You know the goal. And everybody's playing the same game. So that, for me, is a first thing, you know, after you've chosen your metrics to make sure it's visible and everyone knows where you're at. The second thing I would say is that there then needs to be dialogue about that data. Just putting the data out there, again, is not communication. Now, it is communication. It's the first step, but it's one way. And so thus you need a dialogue. So I look for the second practice that needs to be happening is a daily huddle or some sort of structured conversation that engages people with those numbers and so that your KPIs become something that's emotional to all your employees.
Yeah, you know, the saying that communication has only existed if you know that your message has been received, and what you're suggesting is spot on in that you have to have those conversations. You have to know that they have digested those metrics, that they're thinking about them, that they're trying to interpret them and affect them, and that their behaviors are changing accordingly. So that two-way communication is absolutely critical. You're spot on, Kent.
I'm processing what you guys are talking about here, and clearly communication is critical. We talked about that a bit a minute ago, but I want to go a little deeper on that and better understand if the goal here is to shift from more process-oriented to people-oriented, it just cannot happen without communication. So let's spend a few minutes and talk a little deeper on the value of communication there, and more importantly, how that process actually works.
Well, again, I'll go back and reiterate and say there's a lot of communication of metrics, I believe, in manufacturing companies today. Everyone will have their metrics. I think the question is, for me, is there an emotional attachment happening? And then the other part of communication is listening. What is the dialogue? What is the conversation that is happening? And so if we're too balanced on process and only focused on process, you'll find a lot of numbers. I really love the scoreboard analogy within every plant. When a whole team focuses on the scoreboard, then where are we at? And I just find that to be very valuable.
Well, I think we're going to talk about this a little bit more here in a bit about how manufacturing has changed or the focus within manufacturing has changed. And we're coming into a time that's a lot of what this series is focused on is such a changing world in terms of how we engage our employees and having them focused on metrics, communicating with them, being more transparent is truly a changing game. And I know, Kent, you've had some tremendous experience and success with doing that well. You definitely get that. And I know we're going to talk a little bit more about that here upcoming.
I would just add the component, Lou, that I really appreciate about PDP is that it presents the metric, but it also then gives you the opportunity to share in sort of a conversation of presenting the people in a news article. So you can talk about the people and the process and the metric and get it out there and really create the dialogue. That product really brings the people as well as the process together. It's powerful.
Absolutely. You and I both like that saying that if you make your employees visible, you make them valuable. And you're right. We marrying up the sharing of news and information in the news feature, as well as sharing metrics, is a powerful one-two punch. And when you're talking about emotions as it relates to metrics, you definitely have to be focused on the emotions of the people, their contributions, and recognizing those. So, yeah, well, go PDP.
let me be sure I'm understanding the concept shift here. It sounds like if the focus is on process, it's a regimented, rule-based workplace, right? Aren't we really talking about here is empowering our people and that we trust them and by sharing these performance indicators with them that we're encouraging them to better understand their role and how they can improve, which then makes them happier to have a little bit more control over their involvement in the process. Is that what we're talking about here? Is really just this is a way to empower your team, which makes them happier, which makes them perform better for the customer.
Absolutely, Todd. And I went back at the beginning and said, I think of our conversation and said, make sure you choose your metrics wisely. because choosing the right metrics and things that everyone can win on, then everyone sees the goal and everybody's pulling for the goal. I haven't met too many people who show up today at work and say, I want to lose. Right. You know, it's just not in us. It's just not the human nature that we are. And so, again, having the right metrics, it really empowers the organization that everybody's pulling to win. And again, sort of a unique feature about PDP is you can capture that and report it back out in news. As Lou said, you start making people also visible and start celebrating their successes and documenting that. It just lifts the performance to another level.
Yep. You know, there's no better way to build trust and credibility than to share information. We know that there's lots of organizations that are still really keep things close to the vest. And we have seen the marvelous outcomes that occur when companies do begin to share information and empower their employees to make the changes that are necessary to improve performance. It's a great thing. But we hope more and more leaders over time get more on that bus. It's what's required in order to engage employees. Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about that some more. I mean, what we're really talking about here is transparency with our information and metrics and data. In manufacturing, Kent, how has that evolved over the last couple of decades?
When I entered manufacturing, it was before the PC. So information has become readily available in manufacturing plants. And in fact, we've probably gone to the point of just having so much data. And that has, again, I think, given us this challenge of losing focus on the people and getting just so tied up into data and process. And I would just ask us to step back and just say, is our data and information connecting to people, creating emotion, and creating everybody to pull together? We need the data. It's a balance. We need the data. We need metrics. But how we're presenting them and how we connect to people sort of changes a bunch of data into some really powerful performance.
I think we've so quickly over the last 3, 4, 5 years moved through this social media maze. And it truly has become an environment where there's information overload. You've just got so much noise and so many different devices and ways to deliver information. And I think it has created clutter that makes a manufacturer's job that much harder to really keep people focused and really keep them focused on the information that is most important, the KPIs or focusing on the individuals and such. So again, our approach is to really customize communication, make it very pointed, make sure that everybody's pointed in the same direction in terms of improving that organizational performance. So I think it's totally easy to get lost in all of the social media buzz and such. And we really try to give leaders a way to hone in and focus on what's really, really important.
It's just an example of that. I saw the other day, Lou, a plant and their KPIs that they were using, I think took 6 pages.
Oh. So,
and on each page, there were tables of numbers and there were some red checks and green. And so there was some color and visual in it. You know, I know that when you look at sort of the target performance that PDP uses, it's typically 4 or 5 key metrics that demonstrate the performance of are we winning? And we need to get back to those 4 or 5. And that's what will get people excited.
I agree.
Yeah, no doubt about that. But listening to you, Kent, it's not hard to be convinced of the value and the merit of this. I've interviewed an awful lot of manufacturers over the years, and they get into these routines, and their team has executed a process the same way for sometimes a generation. It's hard to get people to change. How do you motivate managers to shift that focus from simply on the process to people as well as the process?
Well, again, I think the first is to make sure we're articulating that communication is both sharing the story, and it also includes listening, and it includes an engagement. And so look at your metrics, and are they just a one-way, you know, this 5, 6-page, you know, report and tables of numbers to me felt very much a one-way communication. There was some good information. I'm not going to question that. I'm not sure that it was creating an emotional excitement. And so I, you know, really challenge first line supervisors and really all of us within the manufacturing leadership chain of command is asking ourselves, are the metrics recognizing what the people are doing, because they're showing up every day and they want to do a great job. And so, again, our metrics need to be presented in a way that create emotion. They need to be presented in a way that gives us opportunity to have dialogue and listen. And those are sort of the two places to start. And from there, there's a variety of approaches that would work to make that happen.
The need to have really effective managers cannot be overstated. You know, the Gallup survey around employee engagements talks about the billions of dollars that are lost in productivity each year due to active disengagement, and the number one cause is poor managers. So it really is a challenge for leaders to make sure that they're empowering their managers and they in turn can engage and empower their employees. So it's a challenge, but Kent, you're right about the huddles, the communication. You know, nothing beats face-to-face communication, the transparency, the sharing of those metrics, all rolls up to good outcomes.
Yeah, that survey, to me, it's really a sad statement in a way, in that only 30% of the people show up engaged, I think it was the number, in America.
Yep.
And worldwide, it's even lower, but in America, it's 30%. You know, we can do better.
Yes.
And I know that companies that use practices like PDP Cells, they clearly are way over that 30% of the workforce being engaged. And there are organizations out there where I'm sure it's over 80%, and some companies are well into the 90% of their employees are showing up every day engaged. And I believe the common denominator in all those companies is they have an excellent way of communicating with their employees.
Absolutely. Well, and our series is Effective Communication in the Workplace, and it's a very powerful impact to the bottom line, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're listening to this in your organization, if 30% of your employees are engaged, just imagine for a fact that that doubles. Just think of the dramatic impact that's going to have, not only in the morale of the organization, but those bottom line numbers as well. I mean, it's mind-boggling.
Yeah. And 30%, that's the average, which is really sad. So again, PDP for me, when I found the tool, was able to incorporate that into our workspace there, it changed a lot in helping us more effectively communicate down to the shop floor.
Hear, hear.
All right. What a great discussion. That's all the time we have for today. Kent, before we let you go, how can people contact you should they have any questions?
Yeah, they can reach me on LinkedIn. Easy way to find me, Kent Mogler on LinkedIn, or my name, moglerkent@gmail.com.
Kent Mogler, manufacturing executive. Great to have you with us, sir. Thanks again for making time to join us.
Thank you,
Kent.
Todd. Thank you, Lou.
Take care.
All right. Well, that wraps this episode. On behalf of our guest, Kent Mogler, my co-host, Lou Dickmeyer, I am Todd Schneck. Episode 4 of our special edition series, Effective Communication in the Workplace, will return next week. So Todd and Lou, signing off. We'll see you then.